however, is that nothing we purchase has the power to console us, to compensate for unfulfilled emotions, or to replace the power and heartache of human relationships. If we step back and look at this problem and become honest with ourselves, we soon realize that what we really need, money cannot buy. I love that song Dionne Warwick recorded years ago, "A House is Not a Home," because of the way it expresses this truth. Money can buy a house, but money can't make a home. Money can buy medicine, but money can't make us healthy. Money can pay for fun, but money can't give us joy. Money allows us to travel, but it cannot secure our eternal destination. Money allows us to buy as many books as we want, but money can't make us intelligent. Money can buy sex, but money can't buy love. Money can buy busyness, but money can't buy purpose. Money can buy food, but money can't buy the intimacy of breaking bread with another human being. Think of compensatory spending as our attempt to level the playing field of life. People and events beyond our control pull us down, so we buy things to make us feel better, to replace our loss. But the things we really need in life, money cannot buy. Fake it till you make it. The second kind of spending goes beyond leveling the playing field. Conspicuous spending attempts to elevate your game to a whole new level. According to the late 19th and early 20th century sociologist and economist Thorstein Veblen, people will spend wastefully in order to become part of what he called the new leisure class, which was growing alongside the emerging wealth of Vanderbilt, Astor, Carnegie, and others. Writer and social critic Vance Packard advanced this theme in his 1957 book, Status Seekers, in which he tracks the relationship between consumer spending and perceived social status. He found that to the extent that moving into higher classes became a cultural priority, spending, as if we were already there, became an equally compelling habit. Or, as we called it when I was coming up, fake it till you make it. This type of spending attempts to purchase social status.